Let's go! The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
That's Bruno Mars on Today FM. It's 8:47 and in studio is Seán O'Reilly, who's been on her school run, and you headed to County Wexford, Seán.
Yeah? I sure did. Yeah. I head off to meet the first class, Miss McDonald's first class in Our Lady of Lourdes National School in Bunclody,
right,
which is a lovely part of the world.
Very good.
And I spoke to Alex and Paolo and Emma, Aoife, Molly, Bridget, Will, Amber Rose, Lily, Ruby, Tig and Nicole.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much to all of them. And is it true that when Miss McDonald walks into the class in the morning, that all the kids have to stand up and go, ba da ba ba ba?
I'm loving it.
McDonald's.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
that's true, isn't it?
Oh, they do. Oh, yes, they all at the same time. They showed me, actually. Yeah.
So what did you ask them about?
So with Simon Harris stepping into his new role as Taoiseach, I asked the kids what they wanted from the leader of the country and what he could do to make their lives better.
Okay.
Some rules, like paintball, 7-year-olds can play under 10s in paintball. My granddad's doing his birthday in paintball.
Yeah.
And I would love to go, but unfortunately, I'm too young to go.
He could open stuff that might not be open, like pools that are closed, or maybe even shops that are closed, or restaurants. But if they're very old, you can actually redecorate them.
The leader of Ireland can make the country feel better by all talking about Jesus, by getting a poem out that's all about Jesus, or like a journal.
To like put more bins in the country because people are throwing out like rubbish.
Every soccer club should have an indoor pitch, because sometimes it's kind of tough for me to play and don't really do very well. The ball blows away from me, gets in the way of my control of the ball.
Right.
A very good point.
Very good. And quite eclectic in a way. Mm. That's, you know, the different ideas that they have and different things. I just wish the first person there, is there an age limit for paintball?
I think
thought you could play paintball.
Yeah, and he was very upset because his granddad was having a load of people going to play paintball. Aww. And he wasn't going to be able. So Simon might be able to do something for that. I'm not sure.
Simon Harris, if you happen to be tuned our way, I know you listen from time to time. maybe if we could bring the age limit down for paintball.
Just ever so slightly.
That would be great.
Exactly.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's brilliant. And what else did you ask them?
Well, I asked them about table manners, because according to a recent study, table manners are a thing of the past and younger generations don't think they're necessary or even know what they are. So I asked the kids, what were they, basically? Table manners, what are they?
Good question, Seán.
It's important to have good manners so people will like you and you won't get kicked out of restaurants. Sometimes you might. Here's one of the table rules. Don't put your elbows on the table.
Very good, yes. And why are you not allowed to do that?
Because it's not very nice.
You could be taking up space if you have a small table. Or you can knock something off. Don't talk with your mouth open.
That's a good one, yeah. So why would you not talk with your mouth open?
Because food could go everywhere. Eat with your fork and knife.
No eating with the hands.
No.
And why would eating with your hands be bad?
If you were outside and you forgot to wash them and you're using your hands to eat, that you could get sick.
I don't have any, but my brother does have a phone, and I think once he used it at the table.
Mm.
And I think I saw my daddy once with it at the table.
Yeah.
If you took away the old-fashioned manners, whoever makes manners might not have another idea.
Very good point.
That's a very good point as well, yeah. There's one thing there, though, he says, don't talk with your mouth open. You have to open your mouth to talk. Well, I think what they meant was,
don't talk with your mouth full.
Yeah.
With all the food flying around the place.
When your mouth is full, don't open it to talk.
Exactly.
And all the bits of porridge
debris,
stuff start coming down your shirt and all that business.
One thing is for sure, though, that table manners are alive and well in Bunclody anyway.
Yes.
Amongst the younger generations. Well, they're very familiar with them.
Exactly.
And they very much believe in them.
I liked your line of questioning there, where you said, why would that be a problem?
I really went in.
You're just a rebel. Like,
interrogation.
You're saying, yeah, what's wrong with elbows on the table? My poor mother, I remember she used to ask us to say, when we were finished our dinner, say, may I leave the table? I've had sufficient.
Oh, wow. Wow, very posh. I might introduce that to my house. Okay, sufficient.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, weekdays from 6 a.m.